for joining me for the latest installment of TV Madness with Makisha Madden-Toby. I'm your host. The last time my amazing hubby, Al Toby, came on the podcast, listeners loved our candid chatter about everything from The Walking Dead to Empire. Here's the thing. We had as much fun as you guys did, I hope. Anyway, and so Al is back, and we will try not to laugh too much, or I will. Al Toby is the NFL editor for Yahoo Sports. Al, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Can you talk about the intro music you wanted to use?
Really? You want to go there? Okay.
She wanted a Tevin Campbell song.
Can we talk? Because we're talking.
Is it 1994?
You know what? Well, the song I just used from 1970-something.
I'm going to ask you to the prom.
You know what? I like that song. And I know you like that song, too. I know you were rocking that song in 94. Don't even try to play it off.
You know, about to call a girl. Get yourself pumped up with Tevin. Oh, hey, how's it going?
Hey, girl.
Yeah, I was just,
I like that Cross Colors.
Yeah.
You like that song. I don't care what you say. Anyway, so.
No, I couldn't afford no Cross
Colors. I'm not taking this abuse. No, me neither. That was the slap in the face. I could not afford half the stuff that was cool in the 90s. And now I can, and it's not cool anymore. Anyway, welcome back to the show. And so we're going to start talking about Game of Thrones first, and then we'll sort of like let it, you know, go with the flow and talk about Mad Men, the finale, because we both had, I think, different opinions on it, I think. But we'll talk about that more later. So far, what do you think of Game of Thrones this new season, season 5?
Setting us up.
What do you mean?
Tyrion's going to ride that dragon into Winterfell, and my heart will be happy.
Do you think he and Khaleesi, because I loved the last episode that, you know, they showed with, he meets Khaleesi and he tells her who he is, and it's like, that's the last scene. I thought that was great.
I think my favorite part of that was just all the book nerds' reaction to that. It was like, they don't meet in the book or whatnot. And I've never read any of the books.
But,
so.
But this is the funny part. People at some point have to stop saying this because George R.R. Martin has written no more books.
But they have to show that they've read a book.
I don't know if that, yeah. Well, that was the thing. The whole Sansa thing, right? People were like, that's not what happened in the book. He didn't rape Sansa in the book. He raped Arya's clone. It wasn't even Arya, and that shouldn't happen. And people were really upset about that rape more than I anticipated, because I guess he was awful from the start. I don't understand what the surprise was. Or is it just that it was that Reek didn't step in? Like, what? I'm not even 100% sure about the outrage.
Well, I guess it was saved outrage from the past other atrocities from
the
show.
Oh, from the other rapes.
Like, yeah, he hates saying it that way on shows. But, I mean, Khaleesi and other characters that happen too. But I think this show is really showing the acting chops of the guy who plays Ramsay.
Yeah.
He's been just
phenomenally awful. Yeah, he's a great villain.
Awful.
And somebody had to replace
Joffrey,
so...
I think it's a good contest of
who's worse.
Who's worse, and maybe Ramsay.
I think he's worse.
Is worse.
I think he's worse.
The flailing of people and just the tone of his voice that he uses
with that accent.
And
he's so
just
gross.
With those Elijah Woods eyes.
Those dead eyes.
Right. So, I really like that dynamic of the show. I'm not feeling Jaime Lannister's little side adventure.
Yeah, with his golden hand.
With
and...
the buddy cop movie. Although the other guy, I mean.
He almost died. That was cool.
It was a good way to die.
Looking at boobs.
Yeah. Can't beat that.
Well.
That was a pretty interesting scene.
That was very. I didn't see that coming. Though people are still not impressed by them. The sand snakes or whatever they're called.
Oh. Well, they got caught. It was not a well-planned kidnapping.
No, but I don't think, I mean, that's the cool part about this season. You don't know what's going to happen. It doesn't mean that Cersei and, you know, Jaime's daughter or niece or whatever you want to call her is safe still, even though they're in jail. It doesn't mean that that other people don't have the same.
Well, speaking of Cersei, a lot of people
that
like what happened to her.
That was awesome.
I mean, wow. I didn't see that one coming. So, again, that's one good thing that Game of Thrones has is all these people we're used to seeing things get tidied up well, but they're still throwing us great curveballs where you're like, whoa, I didn't see that coming.
And that's what they're supposed to do, which not to harp on the rape, but that's what people were saying, that if they had have made Ramsay sort of this benevolent, suddenly benevolent person because he got married to Sansa, that would have been one, it would have been predictable in a bad way, predictable.
Mm-hmm. Is she going to eat some of that venison? Or did she save some in her pocket? Yeah. The one that she gave Marjorie that Marjorie flung to the ground.
Good for Marjorie.
I will not be
I
having
want
any
your
of
pity food.
Your deer meat.
Well, then
your
she
secondhand deer meat.
I was going to say, she set it up in a nasty way. Anyway, she goes, I had it the night before. You're bringing me, first of all, you're bringing me old food.
It's so true.
I don't want your old food. You know, what am I, homeless? So, yeah, that was just bad. That was so bad. She did it on purpose. I'm like, really?
I mean, what else is she eating, though? I mean, do her prison guards bathe? Because we know the High Sparrow barely does.
Nobody in that world is supposed to. I mean, I don't know. Again, this is not actual history. But, I mean, back in the day, this is a fantasy world, so they should be bathing. But in real life, of course, you know, back then they'd bathe, what, once a week? And I was like, that's when you were rich. I get my weekly bath.
Right.
I love how now, like, these stories are coming up. People are like, Americans bathe too much. You don't need to shower every day. Like, the hell you say?
Right. I'm coming to America.
You don't.
I'm taking a bath.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not supposed to know about that. Never mind.
Really? Really? So, but yeah, I'm excited. Are there only, what, 4 episodes left?
I thought it was 3.
I think it's 10 altogether, so we just saw 6.
All right, so we got 4 left.
Which, you know what was great? I didn't think they were going to show one this past Sunday because of Memorial Day weekend. In the past, they would take a week off sometimes. So I'm thrilled. I like this season. I don't care what people say. People were saying it's slow. I mean, they have been some slow episodes.
Those are the same people that want everybody to die every week in Walking Dead.
I was going to say, I'm banking on it being the same people.
Can you let some plot develop?
No.
I mean, we saw Sansa grab that little wine cork shank thing.
I like
that.
So
you know something's coming.
That was so messed up they killed her friend. You got friends in the north. They're like, that old bird. I'm like, oh, no. Reek.
They built them
tough.
When
are you going to?
In the north.
Stop snitching.
Well, he's gone. I don't know why she keeps on even calling him Theon. It's like his name is Toby now.
Hey, that's our last name. That means something different.
Hey, did you see a lot of chatter out there on how come the black people now are the ones catching white people for
slavery?
And
selling slaves?
I shouldn't be laughing.
The hell you say? I thought that was hilarious. I mean, the irony of it. First of all, this is a show where there are characters named Tyrell.
Right.
Okay.
Tyrell,
Martell.
The Lannisters don't have much money.
I just think it's great. First of all, it's Adebisi.
Right. Exactly.
Who, every time I see him, I think he's Adebisi. I don't care what character he plays. It doesn't matter. He will always be Adebisi.
Speaking of rapes, then they cut to Adebisi. I'm like, are we back to Oz?
Seriously. So there's so many good things about it. I know we should never be like, you know, celebrating slavery.
I'm not celebrating.
Fiction
I just find
fictional
it very,
forms,
like,
but dude, how awesome is it? There's some poetic justice to it. I'll put it that way.
They're going to shut down your podcast.
I like it. I think it's great. I know they're doing it on purpose, and it doesn't bother me. It was funny because the whole selling of Tyrion was just this.
Well, then Tyrion all speaking like, okay, sir, so here's how it's going to go. Like, do you not know your role in this?
You are a slave.
Here is your coin.
It was very 12 years a slave. It was sad. It was sad. But
Without the violin.
Without the no more violin for you. Yeah. I loved it. I think it's great. I like the season so far. I think it's setting up a lot of stuff. And I think this is what the producers and the writers have to do. They have to take the show into their own hands. Now, it's funny. I had this conversation with some unofficial conversations with some other TV critics. And they're like, you know, they had to do this. They probably knew this going in. George R. Martin is, you know, God bless him, not in the best shape.
Well, it
shape.
Helps that he sanctions what they're doing.
Right. I mean,
and he's like, look.
He's signing off on this.
Right. So I don't really know what some of the complaints are, but maybe they're just there just to sort of fill the time because this thing isn't a daily. It's not like a soap opera
right.
serial, so people have to fill the time, and we're talking about it, so that's great.
And that's good for HBO. I mean, it's funny. I'm friends, Facebook friends, one of the publicists for HBO, and she had a really rough week of the rape.
Oh, man.
Building all those questions about why would they do that? And again, it's like, this is not the book. I'm not going to keep answering questions about why did they do this in the book and I'm doing this on the show. How many seasons am I this show going to have to go on for me to stop answering these questions? But, you know, it's still a hit show. The ratings keep growing. It's the number one pirated show
That's
worldwide.
Is it being bootlegged on the street?
It's being bootlegged in Dublin as we speak.
There we go.
And yeah, it's poor HBO. They're trying to like crack down on it, and I think it's a losing battle, but in a good way for them, and good and bad, right?
We're talking about good.
Yeah. So we can move on to Mad Men now. Did you like the finale?
I did.
Okay.
I didn't have...
Why did I think you didn't like it?
I didn't like how they wrapped up Peggy. I was like, you better take that job with Joan. What's wrong with you?
And it didn't bother me. As a woman, have I sold out? Why didn't it bother me?
It wasn't necessarily her selling out in the sense that she stuck to what she wanted to do. She wanted
right.
to be an ad, but I'm like... Joan,
you didn't like the Stan thing either,
no,
right?
No, I totally did not like
and
that.
And it didn't,
like,
again.
Oh, you.
I love you.
Yeah, I like you.
I love
it
you
turned
like
into just rom-com and just...
That's a little harsh.
Just like, this is where this show turned into?
I don't think it was that at all. I think that they had been slowly, and maybe it was too subtle, but I felt like they were building that up. They've been doing that for like, all over the last seven episodes. Like when he mentioned his girlfriend, the nurse,
mm-hmm.
They weren't together anymore or something. And Peggy was like, oh, what happened with that? And he was like, I don't want to talk about it. I thought, oh, okay. I see what you're doing there.
Next. More Joan, please.
Oh, they did Joan wrong.
Who did?
But she worked. It worked out for her. I mean, that whole like McCann and Erickson.
Well, she got her money. She did some coke.
And then she didn't get the
dump Larry or whoever.
What did he think he's going to give her the cocaine? And she'd be like, I'm just going to live in L.A. now. And
right,
snort coke with sweat son.
Right. And just chill out. Nah, Joan had ambition and she stayed true to her character. That was pretty cool.
And she's still giving Peggy. She's still throwing Peggy work.
That's true. So that's her side gig?
That's her side gig. And I mean, that's what she told her. She was like, I want you to be my partner. But if you can't be my partner, I want you to keep writing for me. So, I like that it was Ken that gave her the gig. I thought that was great.
True. All right. You're not talking about the main character, the whole thing that this show is all about. It's Don.
I'm just glad he didn't commit suicide. I mean, I kept
thinking. Why would you think that would happen?
Because that's the intro. He jumps out he falls out the window.
That's just a cartoon.
You know what? But I thought it was going to be a foreshadowing. And there was that one episode where he runs off to Wisconsin on his crazy road trip discovery thing.
I mean, that whole road trip was hilarious. It's just funny how he can go find his Oprah spirit. It helps when you have a lot of money.
It does.
You'd be like, oh, I'm going to Oklahoma. I'm giving kids Cadillacs.
Dude, that episode was everything. I just love how the old man beat him with a phone book. That's old school justice. That's some soap in this pillowcase type cop beating from the 50s.
Wow.
My parents used to tell me about.
Yeah.
Used to beat you with soap in a pillowcase.
Good Lord, this is taking a dark turn. Anyhow, him racing cars and I'm assuming,
I don't know
where the salt flats are. I'm guessing Utah.
Yeah, he was in Utah. That's what he told Sally when she told him,
oh,
by the way, Betty's dying.
And he's like, oh, for real?
He was hurt.
Yeah, that was a good scene.
I like
them
that
on
scene.
The phone.
I can't. I like that scene.
And Betty was really, like, true to her character, where
yeah, I thought
it was sort of like toed the line between okay, I need this done. It's all
right.
About me, but I have a right to be
because I'm dying.
Yeah,
I
this is about
this,
me.
Right.
But also, she was really prepping Sally to sort of like this is how it's going to end up.
Yeah,
I don't want you having to worry about things. That could have been answered now.
Right.
So that aspect of the show was pretty solid.
I thought so, and I thought it was sort of like Matt Weiner and January Jones's olive branch. Because I felt like...
Ooh, good, yeah.
I felt like those episodes when she was fat, that was kind of mean. I felt like that was Matt Weiner's way of like sticking it to her. Because it was like, it was so funny, just to prove my point. Betty gets fat, and then it's just like gone. Then no one ever mentions it again. Remember when Betty was fat?
Yeah, that's right.
You know, because in real life, January Jones was pregnant, and it was like, and that's the solution you came up with? So, I mean, in a way, you could argue it gave the Betty character some depth because suddenly she wasn't the pretty one anymore. You know, it gave her a storyline to hate on, you know, Megan and the whole Don had moved on thing.
Mm-hmm.
But aside from that, I was like, where are they going with this?
So did you like the coke ad at the end?
I did. I thought that was a great way to tie in a piece of pop culture.
Right.
and I thought it was funny.
A little debate, too. Like, is this how it really ends? Did Don do it? Like, how else couldn't Don?
Why would he be smiling on a mountaintop otherwise? You know what I mean? Like, that's the whole Coca-Cola, I like to buy the world of Coke
right.
mountaintop thing. I also like that it it sort of was a wink and a nod to the fact that this is a character who, for all intents and purposes, you know, despite his, he's not, you know, Dick Whitman anymore. He lied about his existence. He wasn't the best husband. He wasn't the best father. But he's good at what he does, professionally. And he never can be anything else, really. You know what I mean? Like, I think it was like, sort of, people were like, well, you can, that's up to interpretation if he, why he's smiling. No, I think it's pretty clear that he was smiling because he had found his second coming as an ad man. That was the whole point. Maybe we didn't realize that, or maybe he didn't even realize that, but he got an idea for an ad, and he was like, okay, I can do this again.
Or maybe he was smiling because he figured out the new invention, yoga pants. I mean, Don Draper would be the dude to invent yoga pants.
No, that's not what that smile was.
I'm going to
take, you know what?
That was my takeaway.
Have you ever, speaking of which, have you ever seen the Don Draper 80s tweet handle, Twitter handle?
No.
You have to find it. It's so beautiful.
Okay.
Because it made me think of that, too. Basically, it's sort of like this parody Twitter handle, obviously. But it, and I think John Hamm has seen it and said he thought it was brilliant. But it speaks to, again, that whole Don Draper. Don Draper is only going to go so deep. Don Draper is only going to evolve so much. And he's always going to be fine. I love that when Stan told Peggy that. When she was like, he sounded crazy and he was crying and he was upset and I'm worried about him. And, he'll fall off the deep end again. And Stan's like, that guy will always be okay. And I like that. That's what that smile said. That's what the Coke ad to me said. Like, you don't have to worry about Don. Worry about a lot of other people and the characters on this show, not Don.
Right. Oh, you really took to heart that scene where the man was crying, explaining his life and how he didn't. Well, you know my reaction to it. I was laughing, although I have a sick sense of humor. But how important did you think that scene was? Or did that scene pretty much sum up the whole series, was Don believing that he didn't exist?
I thought that was interesting because I think it played on a couple of things. One, that whole episode when Sally was like, what is with you and Mom? You guys have to be admired.
The center of
attention. Have to be the center of attention and you have to be admired. Somebody has to like want to have sex with you or want to, you know, seduce you or something in order for you to feel alive.
Mm-hmm.
And his reaction to that was, okay, maybe, but you can be better than us. And I think it kind of goes to that. I don't think he felt invisible. I think he only felt visible in certain settings.
Oh.
If he was the object of desire, or if he was the one calling a shot with an object of desire, or if he was the one coming up with a brilliant idea at the meeting or saving the company. Like, that episode, I was really rooting for them to get this Los Angeles branch.
Oh. Did you want, like, a...
I wanted a spinoff or something. I was like, ooh! And they were like,
what, Nasty
no.
Harry?
Well, Harry,
his,
yeah,
and
he's
his
so
casting
gross.
Couch.
Oh, God. Aside from Harry, I just was really excited for them, and it was just so sad to sort of see them get shot down completely. But again, in the end, Don will always be okay. But I do think, yeah, to a certain extent, that's why he hugged the guy. I think in that moment, he felt invisible, especially because you take somebody like the Betty situation. He was used to being the white and shining, knight in shining armor.
Mm-hmm.
And he couldn't. She didn't even want him to do that. She was like, I don't need you to do that. Just respect my wishes in terms of who's going to raise our sons,
mm-hmm.
not you. So I felt like, my brother can take care of it. And I felt like he was in that moment. He was like, well, who am I? If I'm not the guy saving the day for my ex-wife and for my kids, and I'm not the guy saving the day, and there's no more, Sterling Cooper Draper or whatever they were when they finally, before they got shut down.
That is pretty solid observations. You should write about TV. So when does Don ride the dragon into New York?
And Khaleesi comes and then they hang out and that's going to be a story.
Joan will be Khaleesi.
P.S. Did you peep the blonde, the lady who used to be Supergirl, who was like the yoga leader and all that stuff?
I missed that.
She was in the finale.
Supergirl, like the movie?
Yeah, she was in Supergirl, the movie. And she was also on Seinfeld. And then, she was...
Who was she in Seinfeld?
The woman who he was, like, stalking or something. And she was a blonde, like across the, I think an apartment across the building.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah. I remember that episode. Kramer had hit her car or something
like
that.
Yes. And Jerry used it as a way to get
right, to get her number.
Right.
So, because she looks kind of like our friend of ours.
Oh.
Kit's trans wife.
A little bit. Right. Older. But yes, a little bit. But the funny thing is, when I saw her on the episode, I thought, okay, that's Don's third wife. So again, I think he'll be fine. He's so California. I mean, I'm guessing he goes back to New York to do the coke thing, but I bet you he could figure out a way.
Yeah, he's an ad man. He would go back to New York. That's where, well, he can't live in that nice new apartment anymore.
I like that apartment. Megan took all the furniture. Well, she didn't. Her mom gave it to her.
Yeah.
Her mom, who's now with Roger. But again, I was happy with the finale.
Yeah, he was. And Roger ended up winning.
Happy. Yeah, Roger. Oh, again, that's what it told you, too.
I thought they were going to kill Roger.
Why would they kill Roger?
Because he had one heart attack already.
Were you happy with the Pete thing? Because they didn't really even...
Pete, they just were like, all right, let's just send him to Kansas City.
Wait, they tied it up in the last episode, yeah.
Big Trudy. After Trudy was on this great path of like, I don't need you, I'm moving on. She falls for his Tevin Campbell high school speech.
Can we tell?
And
I didn't. That didn't bother me. Did it bother you that she gave
it? It didn't bother me, but I sort of wanted Pete to suffer just for being
Pete.
But he
had.
We forgot how
he was gross and he hurt.
Dastardly Pete used to be.
And I like that she said that. She goes, I know who you are now. And that, to me, I liked.
I did like Pete punching out that dude at the school.
Because you would do that. But that whole argument was like so hilariously, you know, random.
It was great, rich white people problems.
Mayflower,
yeah,
BS. Like,
that was great. Yeah, that was a good scene.
But what I liked about it was two things. One, she didn't know who he was when they got married.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we knew who he was. This is the guy who knocked up Peggy, and Peggy was left to figure it out. And she didn't know that. She didn't know how nasty he was. So I felt like, at least in the second time around, if they end up together in the long end or not, we can always, you know, just with our own imaginations, imagine how their lives would turn out. But I liked it because I felt like she was going into it this time with her eyes open.
But would Pete really move to Wichita, Kansas?
I think Pete would do anything to have that kind of money and power. And the money would go a lot farther in Wichita.
Because he's old money, though. Right,
right, right.
And old money usually likes to stay in that Northeast corridor,
where they have the
where they
name
can show all
something.
The other,
all other old. Well, that's the great line. The guy told him, he goes, "Yeah, go and you're gonna jack each other off anyway." They're Yale, you know, wax romantic about how great you guys are.
Yep.
But and it worked. He got the job. But I mean, it fits to me. It fits Pete's whole MO because he can be this guy now. He can be Don. Now he can recreate himself.
That he can never be Don.
Not Don, actually. But I'm saying now I think part of the reason he has so much animosity toward Don is because, like you said, Don didn't come from money. Don didn't come from a name. Don didn't come from any pedigree. Who is this guy who created himself and just became a star and is, like, superior to me? Literally my superior. So I think his problem was always, like, what is my name for if I can't throw it around? And suddenly now I feel like he's finally got the message from Don and from Bob Benson and all these people who sort of like, oh, I'm not that person anymore. I'm this person. Like, you can recreate yourself. You can start again and be this new guy. And I like that about it. I thought that was a better ending than a lot of people would argue that Pete deserved.
Right. Which is, you know, I wanted a little throw him in the jail cell Khaleesi come up.
You mean Cersei.
Cersei, excuse me. I wanted that comeuppance, but it didn't happen. But we move on.
Yeah. So let's talk about summer shows. Are you looking forward to anything that's coming up, either returning or premiering extant? Are you going to get another chance?
Nah, you know, I deleted the rest of this first
you
season.
You didn't.
I just didn't have time. And, you know, I think I can catch up in season two. It's not a bad show. It's pretty good.
It's not a good show either. I love Hallie. I just don't
Well,
know.
Yeah, she's fun, look at and everything, but it's just not one of those things that's going to keep my sustained interest. It's no Power.
Excited about season two
I'm
of Power?
I'm very excited about that. The original Empire.
You know, stop calling
Empire
it.
thought it was going to be the first two seasons or first two episodes before the...
No. That was all 50 Cent making stuff up. Hating on a show that he knew was going to do better by just... By sheer, you know, inertia because it was on Fox.
I'm letting everyone
Stars.
Know I'm not co-signing on you hating on 50.
I'm not hating on him. I'm saying he threw out that, like, oh, it's just trying to be Power thing because he wanted people to remember Power. And I'm not, you know, again, no, all puns intended, more power to him. But come on.
It's a nice, glitzy, pretty people, dirt and grime, a lot of cliches. All over the show.
Both shows have that.
You know, it's got my interest. I like it. I'm going to keep watching.
The only thing I would argue that Empire and Power have in common is the whole, we started this business on drug money.
All right. Well, yeah, you come from the bottom.
Self-made. The whole self-made, you know, predominantly black cast thing.
Right.
I'll give you all of that. But aside from that, though... Wouldn't you argue, I mean, this is a running joke, right, throughout Empire that people kept calling it Hustle and Flow, the New York version. To me, it was more like Hustle and Flow than Power.
I don't think they're anything like Hustle and Flow was so grimy.
It was grimy, but again, it was like...
There was no, you know, looking at the penthouse and reminiscing about the bad stuff.
Well, you could argue, which people like laughingly did on Twitter a lot, that... Hustle and Flow was the prequel to Empire. That he started there and became that guy. And then just to...
All they got, you know what, for season two of Empire. See, now we talking about Empire.
What's wrong with that?
Instead of Power.
I like Empire. It's come back September 23rd, by the way. They just broke the news today.
Listen, don't put curlers in Lucius's hair. If they do that, then I'll be like...
He said whoop that trick in the finale.
Of course
he
did.
And I almost fell out of my chair. I mean, come on, so that to me, they were acknowledging that it had some DNA from Hustle and Flow. They were even kind of jokingly putting it in there.
Let me know when you're going to talk about Power.
Fine, let's talk about Power. So Tasha knows now that he's cheating on her and with whom. So is she going to stay?
Yeah, she liked that lifestyle. You've seen that house.
So she's going to cheat on him.
Was going to? She's already been doing it. Am I right?
Well, that was the finale,
Dwayne
right?
Wade,
she hooked
Jr.
up with
the dude?
Right, right.
That All right. Was... So that
but before it was a flirtation.
That,
right? I mean,
that's flirting. What she did in the limo. Okay.
There was no actual
that's how
contact.
He was raised.
There was no contact until she was like confirmed. Mm-hmm. Now I'm gonna cheat.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of
mm-hmm.
thing. Here's my thing. I'm just hoping that they don't make Lala like this echo chamber type. Like, basically, she's Tasha from Empire. Like, basically, oh, girl, look at that.
Oh, that's
blah,
a...
Blank, boom.
Maybe that's her range. She knows I can only hit this 4-foot jumper.
I just love how when we were watching Think Like a Man 2, you're like, who is that? I was like, that's Lala. You're like, I thought that was Remy Simone.
Now you're telling people I'm watching.
You told
Think
them
like
about
a
Tevin
man
Campbell.
Too.
That's right. What about Ballers?
That I'm really geeked about. It looks like a modern day First and Ten meets Entourage meets Playmakers.
Yeah.
Playmakers has that great cult following. There's a couple guys in the office that can quote that show like
Playmakers.
Yes,
really?
It is crazy. Like I
what was it on? Two seasons?
No, I don't think
Did
it lasted
make a
two.
Second
it was
season?
One season.
I liked it.
The plots were so, at first they were viewed as so outlandish, but then just how crazy the NFL has been
that?
As of late. You're like, yeah, I can believe that.
When life imitates art.
Right. Like today's news, supposedly some dude, a Falcon, got arrested for killing his ex-girlfriend's dog.
What?
And you're thinking, that would never happen. So Playmakers would take that plot and be like, oh yeah. Now you're like, yeah, that could happen.
The question is Ballers going to go there? Are they going to have that same?
Oh, yeah. HBO, they're not beholden to anything.
Don't NFL-wise. They have a relationship with the NFL?
Not really. I mean they don't broadcast any games. Inside the NFL is on Showtime.
Oh.
So.
But they don't do the, what was that show they do with the train?
Oh, Train or Hard Knocks?
Hard Knocks.
Yeah, but it's not contingent on that.
That's true.
So
Because they with Brian Gumbel's show, they, right. Yeah, they
yeah know, they try to keep it. It's called Real Sports, yeah. Keeping it real. Although that'd be funny to hear Brian Gumbel say that.
If he said keeping it real again, it would be one of those I'm falling out of my chair on purpose moments.
As he sips wine in the Hamptons. But anyhow, you've seen a couple minutes of Ballers. I mean, it's got The Rock, so you got
it's even shot like Entourage.
Oh right, okay. So you got all the pretty people, the glamour,
the pretty people, the music, the fast cars, you know. Opulent houses.
Is the plot line like just too outlandish or
no? I mean, in the first, I watched the first 15 minutes, there's a lot of, you know, Vicodin popping from The Rock's character.
Okay,
he's trying to establish himself as a real contender in the agent business,
so he's a former player who
becomes an agent.
Okay.
Rob Corddry, who always plays the same, basically the comic foil is his comic foil.
Okay.
Mr. Hot Tub Time Machine.
Well, it's not like Dwayne Johnson isn't funny. He has a great sense of humor. He's very funny on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. So he's funny on this, too.
As well as that movie, Pain and Gain. Is that it? What is it called?
Pain and Gain? Was that the one?
The one where him and and Mark Wahlberg are the bodybuilders, decide to rob somebody.
Anyhow,
he was pretty funny in that movie.
Yeah, he was funny. But, yeah, I mean, the show, he's a good actor. The show is good. It has, like I said, it's saying that Entourage culture. You know, it's interesting that it's coming out on Father's Day. It debuts on June 21st. I'm not really sure the significance of it.
I'll be there.
Other than, like, hey, man, looking for something to watch. And, you know, Entourage, the movie's coming out. It'll help sort of unintentionally or intentionally create more buzz for Ballers, because it's like, if you liked Entourage, if you like Entourage movie, here's Ballers, which is a continuation of that.
Well, people like the whole rich guy sports lifestyle. That's why I think that's one of the reasons sports is popular, particularly on social media.
Because of personalities.
Yeah, and you get an inside look at, you know, how it is. Now, obviously, it's fictional, but there's star power that's going to carry that show, and it's HBO. So
they're going to get good guest stars, real players.
It's
going to
be graphic.
Right, sex.
There you go.
Nudity, drug use. So, yeah, I mean, it has a lot of stuff going for it. It is HBO. They're going to have fun with it. HBO is trying to reestablish itself constantly because when they lose a show, they have to figure out a show to replace that show. You know, they lost Sex and the City. Entourage sort of replaced Sex and the City unofficially. And then now they're looking for Ballers to replace Entourage. So.
I'm sorry. I'm just the transition from Sex and the City to Ballers.
You don't think Entourage was a replacement for Sex and the City with just dudes? It was the same thing. Four friends in the city. It's just like in Los Angeles.
It was a total frat boy bros type show, and Sex and the City was all high sophistication.
I'm not sophisticated. I mean, it was more like they were these power broker type women who had good careers and were looking for love.
I guess.
To some extent, I guess Entourage was sort of that, right? They were looking for love. That's at least that they...
On Entourage, they were looking for something. If love is what you want to call it.
You saw the finale. They all had girls.
No, I didn't.
Oh, man.
I bailed after...
Okay, spoiler alert. In the finale of Entourage, they all end up with women, and they all live happily ever after, and they all fly on this private...
Who did Turtle end up with?
Some chick.
Not the
Jamie Lynn Sigler.
No. The one he was plotting for the tequila.
No.
Oh, that's a curveball.
So yeah, I mean, but that's the thing. That was the thing. I mean, it was the guy version of Sex and the City, but it was still to me.
Well, then what's the movie going to do?
I don't know. That's why I don't understand why they're making a movie.
Well, they're making a movie because it's going to make money.
Just I don't know.
Like, one thing we got to understand is that show meant something different to a different generation. Particularly think about the younger audience.
Oh.
Like, that was sort of a coming of age, like, peak at Hollywood show. So now it's like, it's grown up.
Right.
And now it's the movie. But it's more like, I guess then we go back to your original theme of Sex and
the
City.
Was like, same thing.
And it was like, why are they making that a movie? And then like, oh my God, women go to movies.
But right, for that, for me... It's like women go to movies. Men already go to movies. So what men, like you said, who are these? Is the frat contingency looking for something to look at, watch? Don't they go to the comic book superhero movies over the summer? I'm just trying to figure out who's this audience that they're trying to appeal to. I understood it with Sex and the City. I don't think a ton. Well, I guess you could argue couples can go to see Entourage because couples watched Entourage. We watched Entourage.
Right.
If you're looking for a date night movie. I'm just trying to figure out who this audience is. I mean, I noticed they've been doing a lot of plugging on like the NBA shows.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same, like during the playoffs and now the finals.
18 to 49.
Oh, you mean the 18?
Then
to
you better pare it like down a lot down. 18 to 35 or 34.
18 to 34. Mm. All right. I got a chance to watch Aquarius. Was not blown away.
What?
That new NBC show with David Duchovny. He plays like a cop in Los Angeles.
Ooh, that sounds like X-Files Part 3.
In the 60s during the Manson killings.
Oh.
And the guy who played Renly Baratheon on Game of Thrones, the actor's name is Gethin Anthony, plays Charles Manson. He's really good as Charles Manson, but the rest of the show.
How are you going to get more than one season out of that?
It's a summer show.
Oh.
It's like a miniseries type.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know, that's what NBC is trying to do.
So you're not high on that.
Unless you're just watching it for Charles Manson, who I guess is not the hero. No.
Well, how many times can his story be told?
You know what I mean? I liked Helter Skelter, the original made-for-TV movie from the 70s,
mm-hmm.
better than this. I mean, I don't know if that's a fair comparison or not, but if you're going to tell Charles Manson's story, it's inevitable to compare the two. And David Duchovny's character is supposed to be this L.A. cop who actually likes black people? I don't believe that. it's just too liberal for the 60s. Wayward Pines is the Fox show with Terrence Howard. And it's the M. Night Shyamalan. I said it right. Show. Again, I don't think they're going to have more than one season, but it's a good summer. It's a good summer fare.
Is it going to fall apart?
That's what I see. They gave us the first five episodes, and I could already kind of see cracks.
Mm.
So, but again, if it's a one and done, then it'll be fine.
Mm.
The ratings were really good for the first episode.
So you're not really giving me much hope.
Beyond
after
Ballers.
Game of Thrones ends.
Fear the Walking Dead, the spinoff. Are you gonna?
Yeah, I'll watch that.
Yeah. And you didn't get into The Strain. I like The Strain.
No.
Yeah, I like The Strain. I'm excited about that coming back. The Fear of the Walking Dead.
I protested The Strain because of their ads and their
the worm
everywhere.
In the eye.
The worm in the eye and having to explain that to our then 3-year-old.
Like, what's wrong with
her
eye?
What is wrong with her eye? Thanks a lot.
I know, I know. She still was, when I took her to the movies yesterday, she saw like the poster for Poltergeist and was like, that clown is scary. I was like, oh, man.
Hollywood does not think of the children.
They don't care. In fact, this scares them in the right way. I guess it creates curiosity. And back to HBO, I like what they're doing with their movies, Bessie, Nightingale,
mm-hmm.
you know, more African-American movies and stuff like that. So I feel like Ballers, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, whatever you want to call him, is half black. It falls into the line. I'm all about it. I love it. I love what they're doing. And I guess that's it in terms of summer fair. Is there anything else that you, aside from Fear of the Walking Dead, and Power, and Ballers?
Yeah, I think those were it.
Who has time for more than that?
Right.
And you said you're giving up on Stan.
Yeah, that's all. That's going to be you. Or
I'm going to try to show Hallie some love. Yeah, try.
See, that's a trap question. You're trying to trap me. You going to show Hallie some love? Why, yes, I will.
Power debuts June 6th. We will be watching that, and we'll have more to talk about that, I'm sure, as the summer goes on. Thank you so much for being on the show, babe. I mean, Al, Toby, from Yahoo Sports. As always, it was a pleasure. Thank you guys for listening. This is the thank you part of the show. Our wonderful guest, Al Toby, sponsor Blue Diamond Artisan Nut Bends. Check them out. They're in the cracker aisle. And NPR West and Leo. Oh, my God. I got a chance to work with Leo, you guys. He's so awesome. He makes everything sound so good. And he put up with our silliness. Production assistant and graphic artist, Adam Janice. And you. Thanks for listening.